we fill it?
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey everyone, I'm CJ.
And I'm Jamie, and this is
Drink Wine, Spill Tea.
The podcast where we talk about anything and everything but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's spill some tea. Just to clear again, my dog is a psychopath and absolutely eating us alive right now.
Yeah, I already have teeth marks.
Yeah.
He's a vampire.
He's breaking
Not my
skin
arm,
now.
Dude.
Oh, this rosé is good. It's a Mexican rosé. She said it's very dry. I was like, okay, I'll take it. How have you been? We didn't have an episode last week because for some reason, we were having lots of technical difficulties.
It was
so weird.
I think my mic broke in the move. It's what I think what happened because the mic kept glitching and not being able. I tried on GarageBand and Adobe Audition, which is what we use, and the mic couldn't. It kept glitching and like wouldn't record what I was saying, so I we couldn't.
Well, and then we finally got it to like record, and when you sent it to me and I was editing it, it was so weird because it was like glitching in like what you were saying, like it was like. And I was like, well, this just won't do.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely the mic then.
Yeah, probably. So, no episode last week, but what you're going to hear about is Drag Race.
AKA, in English, Drag Race.
Drag Race. Drag Race.
Yes.
And the finale. Well, I guess, like, what you missed and then the finale.
Yeah, okay, so fill everyone in really quick, maybe.
So to fill you in, what we...
To fill you in.
What I guess we, like, last left off on was the game within a game and what we found... It was like, right before we found out what the game within a game was. For those of you who don't know, on All Stars, they do this thing where they pretend like it's a surprise that they're going to bring all of the queens back at some point. And every time it's supposed to be like, oh my gosh, what a twist. And then it ends up being exactly what it was the season before. But in this one, I guess it was a little bit different, but they were constantly telling the queens, like, don't go yet. There's going to be a game within a game, insinuating that they'll probably come back in one way, shape, or form. And they did. And so in this episode, well... So what the game within a game was is that it was like a lip sync extravaganza. And so they had the eliminated queens, starting with Serena Chacha and Jiggly Caliente, lip sync against each other. And then bracket style, they decided who then was going to go on to lip sync against the next queen. So Jiggly obviously won that lip sync because Serena Chacha will unfortunately never get past the first elimination.
Never.
And we all understand why.
It's not in her cards.
It's not in her cards. It wouldn't be in my cards either. Well, maybe.
I think
I would make a couple weeks. But I would definitely be drama and then be eliminated.
Yeah.
Especially in All Stars, they'd be like, get rid of him fast. And I'd be like, me? Stop. I'm like that audio that's like, am I the drama?
I don't think I'm the drama. I'm not the drama.
Is me? Am I the drama? Yeah. I don't think I'm the drama.
But then it's always like a video of like a dog. like around a pillow that it's just torn up.
Right. Which you are the drama. Also, my current favorite one is, you know, the a single mom.
What's your mind? And then so, you did a video.
That one, but also there's another audio. It's like the Kim Kardashian one. It's like, it's a full time job and it may not make sense to you, but it's my passion or like whatever. And right now it's like a mom like unfolding the dog's ear. So like when it's lifted up, it's just like setting it back down. It's like, it's a full time job. And
I haven't seen that.
And that's it reminds me of Tater because every time his little ear is popped up, I fix it because that's what it means to be a dog dad. But anyway, and actually that's funny because Scarlett wasn't even the drama.
What do you mean Scarlett?
That was the audio where she was like, am I the drama?
Oh my god, that's Scarlett?
Yeah, it was Scarlett. And then she ended up not even being the drama, so it was just kind of like null and void, like, well, yeah, you weren't, you're right. But anyway, so then that's what they did. They did the bracket. And then after that, it was Jiggly Caliente lip syncing against Silky Nutmeg Ganache, and then from then on it was just an episode about Silky because
she killed them all. And I must say that, so if you don't know this already, all of us are on a Drag Race fantasy league, and we all got to choose two characters, and then we all got randomly assigned one. Mm-hmm. And Silky got randomly assigned to me.
Which at first was a tragedy.
But then, it was real, I was so thrilled. Because Silky absolutely ate every single one of those lip syncs. And we talked about this in the
the unaired episode.
The underground ep that no one will ever hear. But like, as she should. She yeah. had, what else was she doing while everyone else was competing?
Literally.
She's sitting there plotting. Living and plotting a better lip sync. So her lip syncs should have been out of this world.
Right.
You know?
I will say, and we did talk about this again in the unmarked episode, the National Treasure episode.
Yeah.
That the lost tape, we'll call it.
We can, if there's anything like, and we referred to it in the one episode. Yeah. You never thought.
We talked about the only lip sync that I feel like she could have potentially have lost would have been against Jan. And that is not us being biased. It really isn't.
No, Jan.
She really came for it.
Yeah.
She, and also they filmed each episode or each lip sync after that queen was eliminated. So this was right after Jan was freshly eliminated and they said, time to go back to the stage. That bitch came back with a vengeance.
Yeah, because
she said, let me put my black wig on.
And she got eliminated in the
worst
way. They did her so dirty because first it was Pandora, then it was both, and then it was just Jan.
Just Jan. And that's tragic. So she knew that when she came back to that stage, she was like, I gotta fuck shit up. And she did. Now, I will say that even if she would have won that lip sync, there's no way she would have made it another one because RuPaul cannot stand that girl.
Yeah.
For some goddamn reason. But I think that that is the only one that I could have potentially have seen Silky losing. So then what happened?
I could have seen Akiria also beating her.
Yes, but that was some other tea. Akiria decided not to do it, which what do you think about that?
To be quite honest, I think it's a little childish yeah. and a little, like, bratty.
I agree.
Because you are choosing to go on a Drag Race reality competition show. Mm-hmm. You know that there's only one winner, and you also know, if you've ever watched Drag Race ever, that they always do some sort of, like, fun twist where they bring people back. Like, you know what the show is.
Yeah,
and you come on the show to play a game. It's all of it is one giant game, and you're going to get, you know, eliminated from a show that's only going to get you more recognition, and
yeah.
you're going to sit there and be kind of a brat.
Yeah, I kind of feel like going into the season, I was really excited about Akiria because she was top four on season 11, and, like, she's obviously a very talented queen. So I had a lot of high hopes for her, and honestly, I was projecting her to get to top four.
So was I.
And she kind of, like, I saw her, like, lose her, like, her oomph on the show.
I think you said oomph.
Oomph.
Yeah, and I haven't heard that in a while. Sorry. Like, that was, thank you for bringing that back.
You're welcome. What did Jewish people say?
Their
chutzpah. Yeah, so, again, I was just kind of, like, annoyed that, like, she lost her drive because, like, I had high hopes. And it's just kind of, like, frustrating to see a queen that you like kind of, like, give up. It's kind of, like, a little bit of, like, the disappointment that, like, I felt when Adore left All Stars because I was just kind of, like, what? Like, you just, like, I don't know. And I guess, like, maybe that was different because it was the first time that, like, All Stars was, like, a big thing because All Stars 1 was kind of stupid and, you know.
And also, it's, like, do what you need to do for your mental health, I guess.
And she decided it early on.
Yeah.
But still, it was the same, like, idea. I'm like, really? So you just, like, gave up?
Yeah.
But I guess a queen does that kind of every season when you think about it.
For All Stars or for, like, every season?
All Stars. Adore did it. And then Ben de la Creme did it.
I still love Ben de la Creme.
I know. And then, honestly, I guess maybe somebody didn't do it for All Stars 4. But
it has a pretty high ratio, yeah, of queens just being like,
I can't do it, yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of annoying. But either way, yes, you're right. She was probably one of the only ones that could have beat Silky. But also, she's not really, like, a lip syncer. So, like, maybe that's why she didn't do it, because she was like, I don't know.
Well, then what kind of queen is she?
Has a nice ass.
That's what kind of queen she is?
She's like a fashion queen, honestly. I feel like it's kind of like...
I don't really think of her as fashion either. Like, maybe that's a curious problem as well. Like, I know it's like... I mean, it's not, like, cool to, like, label and stuff, but it's, like, what's your niche, you know? I feel like every queen has, like, a niche or, like, a passion that they're good at. Like, either it's, like, a comedy queen, a fashion queen, you know, sewing queen, like, whatever. Yeah. And what was hers? I don't know. I think she was just kind of
good. A little nondescript.
Yeah, she was, like average at everything, which is good.
Yeah.
But.
So she didn't come back, and then Silky just kind of lip-synced against herself, which was obviously, like, a gimmick, but so unreal.
I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was obsessed with it. I'm so glad that it happened. It's just so funny because, like, you could tell that she knew beforehand that she wasn't lip-syncing against Akiria. You know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't have happened if she weren't lip-syncing against Akiria.
Because, yeah.
They told her ahead of time, Akiria's not going to be there. Do with that what you will. And she said, got it. Let me call my agent really quick and get some ideas flowing.
Yeah.
And they said, we'll ship you a costume. And so she did I'm a Barbie Girl with half a woman costume and half a man, a la like Romeo and Juliet.
I loved it. Switching
on and off. It was brilliant. But they even had the LED lights behind her to match the shift. So I was like, this was produced.
Yeah.
But it was unreal. It was everything I ever asked for in my life. And she won.
And honestly, she took me from like, I think fifth or sixth place to second. Max cheated.
You're second place now? I thought Matt was second. Max fully cheated. Let's say that on the record.
Fully cheated because I should have won.
No, shut up. He also was so skeptical about making the points based off of Silky's elimination, and I think that that is because he was scared that it was going to lower his place.
Yes, and because he was me up. Because I was the only one who had Silky on my team.
I don't think so.
I guess. Oh. I looked. I remember being pissed. I was like, who else has Silky? No one. That's like, no one wanted her, so I'm stuck with her.
Well, it was also funny, too, because, like, Amanda's still, like, negative 40. Because she picked Jiggly.
She picked Jiggly?
Of her own free will? She, in her own thoughts, decided, I'm going to choose Jiggly Caliente.
And?
I think. No, I don't remember. Hold on, let me look. It was so funny.
Hysterical.
Yeah,
so... Ultimately, Max cheated. I should have won. Regardless, I did come in second, all thanks to Silky, who I thought was going to be the demise of my team, but actually turned out to be the prize of my team.
No, Amanda chose Jiggly and Silky. And then her raffle queen was Serena Cha-Cha. That poor girl. She had all within... She was... negative within the first 3 weeks because those were the first three people.
Amanda,
and then she got bumped up to now she's at negative 10. Sorry, my bad, Amanda. She's at negative 10 now. But yeah, so you chose Eureka and Ginger, and then were given Silky. So that bumped you up a lot.
Yeah, because I knew Eureka and Ginger were gonna be top four. I was like, they always make it to the very, very end, and they do well in the little challenges. I honestly thought...
Okay. So, essentially, Silky got to the literal... She literally won six lip syncs, and then it got to the most recent eliminated queen, which was Eureka. So, fun fact, I saw, like, a spoiler on TikTok, and it was the only spoiler that I actually was like, yeah, sure, we'll see what this is. And it was, like, rumored elimination order. And it said that the top four was Eureka, Ginger, Kylie, and Raja. And I was like, oh, interesting. Trinity doesn't make it to the top four. That's crazy. But then, in that episode, Eureka got eliminated. So, Trinity was top four, and I was like, something doesn't add up here. And then I was like, oh... Eureka's totally the queen that comes back from the game within a game, which kind of annoyed me already as is. But so then it came down to Silky and Ginger. They did their lip sync, and then that was the end of that episode. And now going into the episode, the finale, we're at the finale.
And you know that at the finale, they always do a new song.
Yes.
Well, I want to know your thoughts on this song.
Oh, wait, no, this isn't the finale.
No, you're right. It's top five.
It's they top do, five because
they do
now,
the stand-up challenge, mm-hmm. Trinity... We could get
Here's
it.
What I'll say about the, just really quickly about, it wasn't the stand-up challenge, it was, like, the vagina monologues, but it was, like, the room monologues or whatever, and each one of them wrote their own, like, story about, like, what happened. And what I'll say is that I don't need that from a drag queen. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they should be good at, like, hosting and speaking and, like, you know what, blah, 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 and I love seeing, like, the real side of them, but I feel like they tried to do that a little bit too much in All-Star 6. Like, they tried to show, like, here's how I'm gonna be real. But it always just felt forced to me.
I feel like banter is important, though. And being able to talk is important because I'm... You know what? I'm gonna say it publicly. And I might get fired, but I don't get... No one knows where I work. I really hope no one... Maybe not. I'm gonna say this off the record. I'm gonna say it on the record. I'm gonna say it, and I'm gonna say it...
Oh my God, what are you saying? Jesus.
At the bar where I bartend, they do drag shows every Sunday night. The drag queens.
Mm-mm. Yeah, well, and I...
And it's because they can't... It's
they
not...
They can't hold a room.
Yes, and so I do think that, like being able to, like, capture someone with a story, talking, like, being captivating while you're talking, and also being funny and making me, like, want to root for you... is important.
I agree. I just feel like they already did this challenge two other times in the season, just in a different way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't anything that I hadn't already seen that they've proven before. And so I was a little bit kind of like, okay, like, get to the point. And none of them were really that great at it, except for kind of Ginger, in my opinion. And then I saw this funny TikTok that was Bob and Thorgy on Bob's podcast. And Bob was like, I'm going to say it. Like, this might be an unpopular opinion, and I might get, like, some backlash and some hate for it. I don't believe Ginger. That didn't happen. Like, I don't think that story happened. And Thorgy went, well, you shouldn't apologize for that. Why is it an unpopular opinion? It didn't happen. She's lying. And I was like, that's so fucking funny. She said, you know, for a
do
fact.
Do they have, like, a show together?
I don't think that they have
because
a show.
Because I've seen videos of them together.
A
and
lot of times.
I am
They're very funny.
I love.
I know.
Also, I love Bob, the drag queen. On TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I think Bob the Drag Queen on TikTok is so funny. So funny.
I don't think that they have a show together. I think that it's Bob's podcast, but I think it's kind of like Pit Stop with Trixie, where, like, he brings queens on a lot, and I think that Thorgy is one that he brings on consistently because their banter is just really funny together.
Yes.
But it was really funny because they were like, you know, her ass found those ruby slippers backstage and said, what can I do to make this a story? Because there's no way her ass had that experience in the South. And I was like, that is so funny. And you're probably right. She probably made that entire thing up. Honestly, all of them probably made them up. How many times have we as actors been told that we have to, like, tell a story, like, you know what I mean? Like, or, like, really go in depth to see, like, our storytelling skills. And we fully just invent something out of our ass.
Can I be honest with you? Not one time have I told the truth. Not one time.
Just, I thought you were going to say, not one time have I been asked to do that. I was like, okay, fuck
oh,
you.
Oh, no.
Not one time.
Because all the time, it's like 8 in the morning, and they're like, dive deep into the most painful thing you've ever experienced.
And I'm like, what happened on Grey's Anatomy last night? Oh my God, Addison Shepherd's coming back. Did you see that?
No, because I stopped watching.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's on the internet.
I haven't seen it. But I love that actress. What was I saying?
You never told the truth.
Oh, no, I'm like... I think I told a story about how an animal of mine that I had got hit by a car and it was devastating.
Mine, that happened to me.
No, liar.
No, I swear to God that happened. I'm laughing now because it's ridiculous that I just said that. But my dog literally got run over in our yard, in our front yard.
Take care of Tinder.
I know. You leave him alone.
He looks fine.
As his ass was sticking out from under my dresser.
Anyway, yeah, not once have I told the truth. But like, whatever. I don't really care.
No.
You're a performer. Make
right.
it up. You're
that good. Happened actually in our, like, one of our, it was, I think, our Audition Techniques finale. We had to, like, do a monologue or something, like, on the spot. Like, it was, or whatever. Like, it was one of those things where our professor was like, you should just have, like, an arsenal of monologues in your back pocket that you can do at any point if you're asked. Which I think is also kind of annoying because I'm like, you would never be asked on the spot to do a monologue. You would be told ahead of the time that you need to come in with one. But, like, whatever. That's beside the point. So Patches started doing this monologue And I knew from the moment he opened his mouth, I was like, this is fake. I was like, he's never, this is not a real monologue. And everyone was like laughing. They were like eating it up. He was killing it. And I was sitting there, sour ass face, looking at him like, oh my God, you're the most exhausting person I've ever met. And then afterwards he came up and he went, y'all want to know something funny? I said, you made that up. And he was like, fuck you. How did you know I made that up? And then everyone was like, what? You did not make that up. And I was like, I knew your ass made that up. It was the most forced thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. I was like, oh, I'm so pissed at you. I'm so pissed. Guess what? He got the highest grade in the class for that final. I was so mad.
That just also goes to show that nothing matters.
We're actors. We're storytellers.
Like,
who cares?
It absolutely, like, nothing absolutely matters. You want to know something? I was in Shakespeare. I hated my Shakespeare class.
Me too.
I hated my teacher was a raging bitch. She, and I hate saying that about like a strong female teacher. She just, well, what it was is that
well, there's a difference if you're actually mean.
Yeah, I had a so one of my friends, Zach, he was in the class and we both we both goofed off a little
bit.
We both goofed off a little bit, but everything that he did, she thought I did.
Oh, I hate
that. So he would like make like little like bird noises in class.
Me and Caitlin.
But she thought it was me. And I was really bad at writing an IPA. I was really bad at, like, because we had to do so much paperwork, and I don't want to do paperwork. I just want to get up and do it. Like, yeah. I'm not, like, one for that. And she pulled me into a room and, like, basically, like, chastised me and told me that I was a terrible student, all this stuff. And then I, like, did my monologue in class, and in front of my entire class, she went, I don't understand how you can turn in the paperwork that you do but perform the way you do. And I was like, because I'm a performer and I don't give a shit about
the paperwork. Yeah, I'm not.
And then I got in trouble for saying that. But but it was the truth.
No one in your real life is going to be like, tell me about the theater history paper you wrote when you were 20.
Yeah, and especially with these, like, fucking dialects, too. Like, the only time I've ever worked with a dialect coach was when I did the Titanic, and I had to do Yorkshire. And you know what I did?
That one's hard.
I listened, mimicked, worked with a dialect coach, and he told me it was great.
You had a dialect coach there?
Yep.
That's shocking.
Everyone had a dialect coach.
No fucking way.
I swear to God. Yeah, and during my session,
they paid for a dialect coach, but they wouldn't pay for equity members to go on. They wouldn't pay them. They wouldn't compensate them for the performances that they went on as understudies.
Correct.
That was a really hard thought for me to get out.
But you did it, and I'm really proud of you.
Because I'm a storyteller.
But yeah, it's so fucking. Anyways,
but the point is that
we just make shit up.
Drag queens are people in dresses and makeup. Like, we are there to be entertained. It doesn't matter that it's a truthful story or not. And that's why I think it's hilarious. And that's also why I think that Eureka won that challenge to begin with. Because at the end of the day, she knew she had to tell a story that was going to captivate people and bring them in until the very end. And she told a story about a time that she shit her pants on stage in drag. No one is not going to be captivated by that.
Yeah.
So,
do you think it was true?
No, I fully don't. I would put money on the line to say that every single one of those people, except for Kylie, told a real story.
I feel like maybe she started.
Maybe, yeah.
Like,
I would say maybe Trinity's was too, because Trinity's was actually really cool because it was about a Grindr date that she went on, and it was a catfish, essentially. And
but then the reversal.
And then it ended up being that they were so moved by the fact that Trinity was openly HIV positive on her first season, and this person just found out that they were HIV positive. And Trinity was like, this person was so moved and like looked up to Trinity. And Trinity was like, I wouldn't have had that platform if it weren't for RuPaul. They are my person that gave me that. And I was like, wow, that was a really touching story. I actually really like
her. I am shocked that she went home from that story.
I am too. Well, because again, and that's why I don't think that that is fair, because like, again, like I said, I think that Eureka probably really stretched the truth of that story, but they told the story really well, and they knew how to tell the story based on comedy, because we didn't hear the punchline until the last fucking minute of that story, and it was about poop, which everyone thinks is funny.
It's also easier to tell a made-up story than it is to tell a personal story.
And it's easier to tell a made-up funny story than it is to tell a personal, like, impactful story.
Yeah, because when you're just making it up, you can say whatever you want, and that's the truth. If you're telling a true story, you have to, like, you're thinking, and you're trying to remember how it was. It's just harder.
And I will say that Eureka understands being on camera.
She does.
Eureka understood She understood from season 9 what it was like to be on camera. I mean, think about it. She had to go home because of her ankle and secured a spot in the next season where she got to the top 4. And then after that, got her own, not her own, but the star, one of the stars of an HBO series. And
what?
Yes, her, Bob the Drag Queen, and Shangela have an HBO series.
What?
You've never heard of it? It's called We Are Here. It's basically Queer Eye, but drag queens. And they, like, go to, like, really small rural towns and, like, expose them to, like, drag. You should watch it. It's really good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm watching Top Chef right now.
It's honestly, like, I don't feel like it doesn't get a lot of recognition. It kind of, like, got lost in the shuffle, and that's probably because Eureka was filming in, like, COVID.
Shangela is, like...
Shangela's in everything.
She's in an episode of Community.
Yeah, she doesn't need to ever be on Drag Race a day in her life.
No.
But my point is that, and then she weaseled her way into fucking All-Star 6, where she got eliminated and then came back and was top 4. So, like, this bitch understands what it is to be on camera and to entertain.
She also, like, not trying to jump ahead, but when the queens, the top 4, were, like, talking about, like, you know, why they, like, win the thing, her speech was very moving.
Exact, but it was a rehearsed speech, and that's where I was like, got it.
Just because it was rehearsed, though, doesn't mean I feel like it was devoid of truth and, like, raw feeling.
I don't think so either, but I do think that, like, you can tell the people that just, that have, that know how to play the game. And Eureka is 100% somebody that knows how to play RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And that was my problem with Kyria.
Yeah.
She
didn't know how to play RuPaul's Drag Race, but she didn't try to know how
exactly
to play RuPaul's Drag Race.
She wasn't trying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as she got there and saw that she was, like, maybe not the most talented person. Like, also, it doesn't matter. Like, you may not be the most talented person, but, like, still, you know, you could have fun and play.
Roxy
and, like,
Andrews made it to top 4.
Exactly. Like, if
twice.
She saw that that other people were insanely talented, she immediately, instead of, like, I'm going to give it my all, just went, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, she backed out.
Which I can't stand that.
No. So, essentially what happened is that Eureka won that challenge, and then obviously because of All-Stars rules, everyone that wasn't in the top, meaning her, was in the bottom. And so, all the other four contestants were in the bottom, and then she sent Trinity home.
Which was devastating because, like, their whole relationship was,
I know,
like, so cute. And Trinity was, like, just really sweet.
Yeah, and honestly, based on, like, actual raw talent, I definitely think that she deserved to be there more. I really do. And I'm kind of, like, bummed at the narrative of, like, Eureka getting there because of politics based on, like, the show. And what frustrates me is that, again, it's one of those things where it's like, they're never throwing us off our game. They think that they're constantly shocking us, but really it's the most predictable show on the planet, because what would have been shocking was having Silky stay instead of Eureka.
Yeah.
Do I think that Silky deserves to win the show after she got eliminated 3rd?
No, she didn't compete.
But she truly deserved her way to... She clawed her way back into the competition, and they should have said, all right, come in, bitch. And then if she would have gotten eliminated the next episode, well, then, yeah, she shouldn't. I mean, she wasn't supposed to be in the top 4.
Two things. One, I do think that because of this whole thing, because I don't think Silky got a very good rep from her season.
Mm-mm.
I think she truly turned her entire... She not did. That she didn't have a good career before, but I think she truly, like, changed a lot of people's perspective.
She showed everyone that she was a drag queen.
Yes, and, like, was, like, really... Oh, yeah, sorry. Two, I was talking about Drag Race with one of my friends, Hannah. She was on the Woman episode of the pod, and she was like, love Trinity.
Passion Fruit Blondie. Every time I see her Instagram name, I'm like, there she is.
You guys ran into each other on the street.
We did, and I was like, oh my God.
And then you both texted me
after.
I was
like, that sweater, I think my friend made it. And she was like, I'm Hannah. And I was like, I knew it.
We should take our yoga class together sometime.
I know, you tell me that every single time, and every single time I tell you that I hate yoga. I did bar for your sister, and I was in pain for 2 days, so...
I, like, couldn't, like, sit down to pee. Okay, anyways.
Did she pass?
I don't know. She's still waiting for feedback, but she already has her certification. They were like, yeah, here it is. Like,
oh, amazing. Good.
So, yeah. So, it's really exciting. So, you're going to be coming over so much to do bar.
I will now. It's so just great. Really hurt me.
But we're going to get stronger. We're going to get so much stronger.
Yeah, because right now I'm fat.
Literally,
I'm disgusting.
Flabby as hell. I need to get
so
back in.
Gross.
Okay, anyways. But we're going to go drink after this.
Today's my cheat day.
Yeah. My cheat pump. Anyway. Two, I was talking to Passion Fruit Blondie, Hannah, and she was like, but there's no way Trinity could have won with her attitude.
Correct.
For real.
Correct.
Like,
I agree.
Like,
her attitude
kind
was
of,
bad.
had a bad attitude. And
I hate the narrative of the Black Queen having the bad attitude, but I will just simply say that she did have a bad attitude. Like, she is a strong individual inside the show and out, and I respect that about her, but she was a baby on the show, a baby.
Yeah. I personally didn't care. She was my pick to win. I thought she did so well and was so talented and stuff. But I understand how that might not be, like, the best look for, like, but Rita to do, you know what I mean? Anyways, that being said, moving on to the finale.
So, top four is, to no one's surprise, nor against the TikTok that I originally saw, it was Ginger Minj, Eureka. Isn't it so funny that her name is technically Eureka O'Hara? But it's not. No, it's Eureka. No.
Oh,
Eureka exclamation.
I had no idea that was her last name.
Yeah, when she first came in, she was Eureka O'Hara. Stupid, right? Anyway, so Eureka, Raja O'Hara.
Are they part of the same family?
They must be, in some capacity. I don't know, everyone's a fucking O'Hara or a Davenport. And Kylie Sonique Love. That was the top four.
Yes.
So based off of that, who did you think was going to win before knowing who won? If you can dig back into your memory.
Okay, after having watched the whole finale episode, do you want me to tell you who I think?
No, who do I think before you watched the finale, just knowing the top four, who did you think, I think this person was going to win?
It was spoiled for me.
Really? Okay, so before that.
Really upsetting. I thought it was going to be...
You did watch it 2 days late.
I did. Sorry. I thought it was going to be Ginger or Raja. And after watching the finale, I thought it was going to be Raja.
Oh.
I thought... that Raja, okay, so we all know in the finale they do a brand new song every time.
Stupid song.
Well, we also openly detest the South, and all of them were Southern Queens, and they kept being like, the South, I was an Asian, and I was like, you know what, I did like this season, and now I hate you all.
In fact, actually, bring back Silky.
Yeah, because honestly, this whole thing...
She's probably from the South, too, actually.
Stop the twang.
All of them are from the South this season. What the fuck?
I was like, I hate it.
I also... It was the fact that Rue had the audacity to come in and be like, in America, land of the free, home of the brave, we're allowed to express ourselves. And I said, do you think that now is the right time to talk about what America's done for us? RuPaul Charles, do you think now is the appropriate time to do a song about America?
I don't even know.
No, babe.
But I thought Raja's verse
for
it being America was extremely powerful. Her looks, oh my god, her runway look.
I didn't like her feathers in that, in the song, though.
I liked them, and I also loved her runway look. That
runway look was
purple
amazing.
Gown.
Well, we'll get to the runways. Okay. But so they had to do that verses in their song, and it's RuPaul's song. I will say that I don't feel like it was a good representation of like an actual verse for each of them.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I felt like it was 2 seconds.
Yes.
When Eureka was done and it moved to Ginger, I was like, that's it. But yes. Also, Eureka's verse was stupid. I actually thought that. As a finale, I personally think that Ginger represented herself the best out of all of them, completely overall, because her verse was, like, she stepped out of the box, her verse was cute, it was creative, she had a little bit of singing, a little bit of rapping, and she, like proved that, like, a big girl can be sexy, and then, like, her runways, I thought, were spot on, I thought that her speech was spot on. Her lip sync, I thought, was good for Ginger Minj, because she's not a lip syncer, but...
That's where she lost it for me.
Yeah, but also there was no world in which Ginger... In my opinion, there was no world in which Ginger Minj was going to win.
I really was like, they're grooming her to be the first big American queen.
That's why I think that she wasn't going to win, because they were grooming her. It was obvious from the first day that that's what they were trying to do, and that's why I think that they didn't do it.
Which is...
It's dumb. But that's why I think they didn't do it. Because also, like, Ginger didn't have as much of a fan base. That's why they make the decision so last minute. Because by the end, the two people that everyone was, like, screaming and freaking out about were Raja and Kylie. And to be honest, Eureka didn't deserve it. So out of the three that deserved it, Ginger was already eliminated because nobody cared about her. Nobody wanted her to win.
I mean, that makes sense.
You know?
It really does. I really did think it was going to be Raja just because...
I knew that it was either going to be one of the two, and...
I'm not mad about...
No, I'm not. So Kylie Sonique Love won, and I'm actually, from day one, when I actually started the season,
You were.
From the very beginning, I was like, I'm actually really rooting for her, and I'm really happy that she won. I think it's incredible that a trans queen won. I think I'm so annoyed by the narrative of people being like, well, Gottmik didn't win because they wanted Kylie to win. And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. That's so stupid. They wanted her to win because she deserved it. Hopefully.
Yeah, we can only hope.
If it's because she's a trans queen, well, then they need to look inward. But it's exciting that she is a trans queen.
Yeah. And what'd you think of everyone's runway look?
I thought that... So, I actually... For the runway specifically, I thought that Kylie's was the weakest. Because
it was just a jumpsuit?
No, it was like a American flag, like, leotard. Slit skirt kind of thing. And I was like, it's cute. Like, I like it for the theme of... I wish she would have worn that in the music video.
That would have made more sense.
And I feel like in her mind, she was like, oh, this matches the music video. And I'm like, yeah, but it's like your best drag look is that? Like, come on, honey. But Raja looked amazing.
And
I also love that purple is like her color, and they've completely neglected the fact that Jan has done purple since the day she was born. They're like, we love that purple is like your signature color, and then Jan's face crack in the rearview mirror. Like, and you're like, bitch.
Poor Jan.
Poor Jan.
But it's also the fact that Raja made every single thing that she wore.
Like, I love that. And she had the biggest glow up from her season.
She did. And she was...
Sonique did too, but...
She did.
She definitely
did. But, like, Raja was hysterical. And those big glasses, she looks like a little cartoon character.
I was talking like this.
It's so funny.
I loved Raja. I would have been happy with her or Kylie. I'm glad that it was Kylie just because I think that she needed it the most. Because she's been around for the longest out of all of them. She went through the hardest transition, no pun intended. And... She just, like, came in probably not expecting to get as far as she did. Because, historically, older queens don't. Like, from early seasons, I mean. And so, it was really exciting, I think, that she won. But when it came down to their actual lip syncs, she fell in hers.
But she covered it.
She covered it so well.
I gasped out loud.
The gasp heard around the world.
Yep.
Paul Revere. Wait.
No.
Who was the shot heard around the world? Don't say no to me and then not know.
Paul Revere isn't the one.
Who's Paul Revere, Jamie?
The British are coming.
Yeah, you're right. He's the one that rode it on the horse.
Dummy.
But who was the shot heard around the world?
I don't know that.
I don't know that.
But I did know that, though. Man.
Shot heard around the world. Lexington and Concord.
That's a person?
No. How many people does it take to figure this out, Jesus?
You know what? Maybe it's not that important.
Yeah, you're right. American. At the end of the day, it's about American history.
I just cracked myself up.
You really did. I just really wanted to know because, like, why would I say it, you know, if I can't back it up?
I don't know.
Anyway. So, but at the end of the day,
Kylie, I am happy with the winner.
I am too. I'm really happy for her, and I think that she deserved it. And I think that Raja did what she needed to do, and that was redeem herself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ginger was never going to win. I'm just glad Eureka didn't win. At the end of the day, I'm glad Eureka didn't win because I think that that would have been a gag in the sense that it's like, you don't believe that she deserved it.
Yeah.
She didn't win. She won a challenge. That's not fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... I'm glad that it wasn't her. I'm sure she'll be back in some way, shape, or form.
She's entertaining.
Eureka, you found it.
She's entertaining.
Like, I did find it. I'm putting it back. Locking it up in my drawer and putting it away. She's kind of entertaining. I don't know. She's not really entertaining. But, so, the fun part is that, so I think that Drag Race UK Season 3 is going to start September 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very excited about the... fantasy league for that because none of us know who they are.
Yes.
So what I think that Max and I were talking about this, and what I think that we should do is just have everyone, like, maybe send a link to, like, the Meet the Queens and just be like, everyone watch this before the end of the week and give me the two queens that you think are, like, your top two.
Yes, that's smart.
And then we'll go from there, and then you get the random queen, because then it's kind of, like, more fun, because it's, like, there's no strategy involved at all. It's just simply based on first impression.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fun. So I'm excited about that, and then International All-Stars is going to happen soon.
I can't wait.
I already know who's on that.
You do?
I know some of them, yeah.
American?
Yeah.
Who?
Monique Hart.
Oh.
Apparently Manila, apparently Jujubee, Lemon, Cheryl Hole was UK.
I remember.
Those are the only ones that I can think of right now. I think,
No, Bimini's, like, huge now.
Yeah, and Bimini also, I think it was, like, right before they filmed that season. Mm. Like, I think that they wouldn't have counted. But who was on... Scarlett Bobo, I think, is on it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I think that that's, like, really it. But I've heard that the winner is a Thailand queen. Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know. That's all, like, rumored. But then the all-winner season of All-Stars is going to happen soon.
Is that, like, for real going to happen?
They filmed it. They've already filmed it. And it's only 8 queens, and it's a lot of them are not queens that you would expect.
What do you mean?
Like, it's a lot of winners that I don't think that you would think would be on it. Or winners that you thought would be on it that aren't.
Is it, like, Sharon Needle, Jinx?
No, Jinx is on it. Aquaria is not on it. It's okay. So apparently it's, spoiler alert, Shea Coulee, Jada Essence Hall, Evie Oddly, Trinity the Tuck, not Aquaria, not
Bob,
nope,
Violet Chachki,
nope,
Sasha Velour,
nope,
no,
I know, not Alaska,
Sharon Needles,
no, I think maybe Chad Michaels, but I don't think so. Not BB. Oh, Raja, like early Raja. The Vivian from UK season 1. She's the only international queen. Jinx Monsoon.
Water off a duck's back.
Water off a duck's back.
They say that in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I know.
No, you don't. You've never seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I've been told.
By
multiple
who?
Times. You.
Anyway.
There are 8 queens, and there's no eliminations. It's just based off points.
Interesting.
So it's interesting, but I feel like I'm like, okay, Monet Exchange isn't on there. Bob isn't on there.
Maybe
Alaska
no.
isn't on there. I think that they didn't have enough money.
That makes sense.
Because $100,000 to them now is probably like, I mean, thanks, but...
No thanks, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, especially when, like, Survivor is offering, like, $1 million. Like,
to
why...
the drag queens?
No.
Oh.
Just, like, to their winners. But, like, there's an All-Stars version of Survivor, and it's, like, a
is
million...
Is Survivor good?
I've heard it's incredible.
Me
I don't
too.
Watch it. We should watch that Big Brother.
I loved watch... Big Brother.
Oh, really?
Freaking Frankie Ariana Grande's brother
Grande?
Is on it.
I know.
I watched it, yeah.
Yeah, we should honestly watch that.
You wanna?
Oh, my God, and also that new show with Steve Martin... Martin Short and Selena Gomez. You have
I'll
to watch it.
It's
so
watch
good.
It, I'll watch it.
But anyway, yeah, so that's coming up. And then season 14.
Of Drag Race?
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? There are so many seasons
They're not
happening.
Letting me breathe. They're not
And then there's
going
to be Canada season 2. There's going to be Italy. There's going to be... I don't know if I can watch... I might be able to watch Italy, but I haven't even watched España yet. And I won't be watching Thailand.
I haven't even watched
España yet. So that's what I have to say.
That's what I have to say.
All hail Kylie Sony Glove.
So happy. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So, if you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinespilltea@gmail.com, or you can follow us on any of our social media.
Our Instagram is @drinkwine_spilltea, and our Twitter is @drinkwinespilltea with the letter T, not the word.
Also, rate us and review us.
Subscribe. Watch Drag Race.
And that's it.
Cheers, motherfucker. If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else? Right, Tater? Can I get an amen?
He said it.
Me too.